All right, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And welcome back. So in day one, we were learning about how, where all of our favorite desserts or icy desserts, and where do they exactly come from? And yeah, we know that in the summer when the temperature goes up, we cannot stop
We cannot not stop eating.
Yeah, we cannot stop eating, you know, an icy treat such as ice creams or popsicles and shaved ice.
Okay, and we also learn where does all this ice treats come from.
Yeah, well, we don't really know the true stories because they're all legends, mm-hmm. but one is from China and it says in China people used to eat frozen milk and rice. Mm-hmm. Another story was about the ancient Greeks where they would mix snow with fruits and honey. Now, they had to do this because they didn't have refrigerators back then, so this was a treat they had before. Oh, another really popular story was about a food contest in Italy.
Ah, yes.
A chicken seller made a sorbet, I think. Sorbet.
Okay.
It's ice with added flavors. Now, this is really cool because it's a treat that a lot of people enjoy today. It's called gelato.
Mm-hmm.
So the story of gelato comes from someone who sold chicken and he made an ice made with a lot of different flavors. So it's pretty cool. We don't know if these are true or not, but this is according to some people. Now we're going to learn a little bit more about some other treats and desserts. So let's take a look at our article today.
Reading.
Icy treats from past to present. One of Florence's most famous women is credited with spreading the popularity of frozen desserts. Catherine de' Medici married King Henry II of France and went to live in Paris. She's said to have introduced many Italian foods, including dolcetto gelato, to the French. In fact, French people often traveled to Italy before this, so the foods were already known. Another Italian who made a big splash was Procopio Cuto. He opened a cafe in Paris in 1686 and served ice cream. What's more, he made the first ice cream machine. His ice cream became known as gelato, and others copied his recipe. Soon, ice cream could be found all over Europe. Ice cream was still an expensive treat for the rich, however. Several centuries later, modern refrigerators were developed. This allowed ice cream to be made in large amounts. Since then, ice cream and other frozen desserts have remained a popular choice as soon as the weather heats up.
Okay, in the article it says one of Florence's most famous women is credited with spreading the popularity of frozen desserts. Okay, popularity means something that is really well-liked among many people. It is popular among many people.
Okay, 所以呢，在我们课文一开始，我们首先看到了这个用法，他说 be credited with. Okay, 这个中文呢，我们就翻译为被认为有什么样的功劳哦，归功于什么的意思。举个例子哦 ，Our boss is credited with the success of our company. Okay, 这个呢，我们老板，我们这个公司的成功呢，归功于我们老板，是因为有我们老板的功劳。那呢你也可以用另外一个用法，我们可以说事情 be credited to, OK, 原因或是人。举个例子哦 ,the good result of this project is credited to every team member, OK, 这个事情呢之所以能成功呢是因为有我们所有成员的努力。
Mm-hmm. Now, we see the word spread. Spread is a verb and it means to become bigger and bigger. We can also use it to mean that something becomes more known or even more popular by many people. So, for example, we can say Facebook is a quick way to spread news. Okay, that means we use Facebook now to let people know more and more about certain news. Or we can also say Ariana's music spread all around the world. Now people love her music. That means her people her music was known by many, many people around the world, and she's become very popular because of that. So spread means to become bigger and bigger, and we think about it to mean that something else becomes more and more popular too.
Okay, spread 这个动词呢，它呢就是表示延伸呢，延伸的意思。比方说呢 ，I spread my arm. Okay, 我把我的这个手张开来。那呢，它延伸出来的意思呢，它就可以指扩展，或是传播，或是这个事情变成很普及。比方说呢，刚刚 Tiffany 举的例句 ，Ariana 的音乐呢，这个在全世界散播开来，传播开来，现在大家呢都知道它的音乐。那特别注意到了我们动词的三个形态，有 spread. Okay, 它的这个过去式以及过去分词都是长得一样的。
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, Catherine de Medici married King Henry II of France and went to live in Paris. So Catherine de Medici was the Italian woman that we were talking about.
OK, 所以呢这边呢就讲说我们刚刚讲的这位这个传播把这个 frozen dessert 的这个人气传播出去的这个女人呢为什么她传播出去了呢原来是因为她嫁给了法国的亨利二世 OK, 然后呢并且移居到了法国。
Mm-hmm. Let's continue reading. It says, she's said to have introduced many Italian foods, including dolcetto gelato to the French. So...It's said that she was the one who told many people, or the French specifically, about all these Italian foods. And we'll learn a little bit more about the words here and which ones we are talking about.
OK, 所以呢在认识这些单字之前要先看一下、哦、在这边句首我们说 She is said to OK, 这样子的用法呢 Be said to 我们呢就可以译为据说据传那呢我们后面加上 have 再加上过去分词 OK, have PP 这个完成式的用法呢用来呢转述其他人呢针对这个过去已经发生的事情来表达的说法 OK举个例子哦，我们这个课文里面他就说呢 ，She is said to have introduced. OK， 就是呢，据说呢，他呢曾经哦，把这些这个 Italian foods 这些意大利食物呢传到介绍到法国去。
Mm-hmm. Now we saw the word introduce here. Introduce is a verb and it means, to bring something into existence or to let people know about something for the first time. Now we also know introduce as, for example, when you meet someone for the first time, you might tell this person A and person B their name. And, this is what introduce kind of means as well. When you introduce something to other people, it means you let other people know about it for the first time.
Okay.所以呢 introduce 这个动词呢它呢就有这个介绍的意思哦比方说呢我们可以讲说 OK please introduce yourself OK 请介绍一下你自己那呢在这个课文里面呢它其实应该不能翻译为介绍它而是要翻为引进 OK 我们这个课文的这个女主角呢她把这些意大利的食物呢引到法国里面引进我们呢可以造个例句哦 OK this new kind of paint was introduced into the market this year OK 这个新形态的这个涂料呢是在今年呢被这个在市场被引进到市场里面也就是呢它在市场里面被推出了
Mm-hmm. We also saw the word including. Including here is a preposition, and it means to have someone or something as a part of a group, or it's part of that total amount of thing. So, for example, I can say, everyone, including me, liked the book better than the movie. Now, including can also be used as a verb, but in this article, we use it as a preposition.
OK, including 这个字呢就是包含的意思那在我们文章里面呢就是介系词的用法了那同时呢事实上 include 呢是它的动词的形态我们也可以当作动词来使用举个例子了我们可以说呢 This price includes both earring and necklace OK, 这个呢价格呢是包含了耳环跟项链 OK, 耳环跟项链都已经包含在这个组合里面了那呢相对于 include 是包含如果我们要排挤把这个东西排除的话我们可以呢说另外一个字 exclude
Mm-hmm. So, what did she introduce? She introduced a lot of Italian foods, maybe something like pizza or pasta or something. She also introduced the gelato, to the French as well. So let's continue reading. It says, in fact, French people often traveled to Italy before this, so the foods were already known. Okay.
Okay, 所以呢这个句子里面我们就说事实上呢这些法国人呢其实在他来之前呢早就已经知道很多的这个意大利食物因为呢他们很常到意大利 里去旅游哦。那我们这边开头我们说 in fact 就是事实上的意思，那呢你可以用另外一个句子，你可以讲说 as a matter of fact， 或是呢你很简单说 actually， 事实上实际上是怎么样。
So maybe Catherine Medici really didn't introduce these desserts to them because it was quite easy for people to travel back in Europe. So maybe this legend can be, we can say, half true, half false. Yes. Okay, well, we can take a look at another story. It says another Italian who made a big splash was Porcopico Cuto.Okay, so a lot of Italians here being credited for, you know, all of our favorite icy desserts. So we have another Italian who made a big splash. Now, when you make a splash, this is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and learn a little bit more about what this means.
Shortcut for you.
How did your latest play do, Pat?
It made a big splash.
I hope the audience didn't get too wet.
That's not exactly what I meant. If something makes a splash, it suddenly becomes very successful or very well known.
Oh, I see. Make a splash means 造成轰动，引人注目。
Exactly. Everyone thought the play was really good.
Can I get tickets for it?
Sure, I'll sort some out for you.
I'll remember to bring an umbrella.
Why? Is it going to rain soon?
No, but since you're making a splash, I want to stay dry.
All right, so we see that another Italian became very, very successful very suddenly and very well known. His name was Porcopico Cuto. I think that's the way you should read it. I'm not too sure. Anyways, let's continue reading. It says, he opened a cafe in Paris in 1686 and served ice cream.
OK, 所以呢在这句子我们就讲说呢，这个意大利人呢为什么他变得非常的引人注目呢？因为他在1686年的时候呢在巴黎开张了他自己的咖啡店。那注意到了我们这边 open 呢是翻译为开张哦，或是开店。OK, 他不翻译为打开。OK, 那在这个店里呢他提供什么样的餐点，提供什么样的服务呢，我们可以用 serve 这个动词。
Next it says, what's more, he made the first ice cream machine. Okay, so when we use the phrase what's more, it just means also. And you want to say something more or to add information. So not only did he open a cafe or did he establish his own cafe, he also was the first person to make the first ice cream machine.
我们这边有看到了这个用法 what's more, what's more 呢在文章里面呢我们就可以用来这个补充描述补充说明，这个呢在写文章的时候是非常好用的用法。除了 what's more 之外呢，我们也可以用比方说 besides, in addition, moreover, 这些字呢都有一样意思，此外怎么样。我们举个例子哦， OK, the laptop looks good, moreover, it carries high-end processor, OK, 这个笔电呢不只看起来好，此外呢它还有搭载了这个非常高阶的这个处理器。
Wow, so it must be a supercomputer then.
Yeah, it must be expensive.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, his ice cream became known as gelato, and others copied his recipe. Soon, ice cream could be found all over Europe. Okay, so this is a little bit different from the legend that we learned. Someone who sold chicken actually created a sorbet known as gelato. But here in today's article, we learned that another person actually was credited for creating gelato. So here we saw his ice cream became known as gelato. When something be or becomes known as, this phrase means to be popular or for other people to look at something and to actually recognize it and to give someone else credit for that. So we can say after his performance, Ed became known as a talented musician.
OK, 所以呢这个被视为被认为我们就可以 be known as, 后面再加上一个被视为是什么东西。比方说像刚刚的例句，在他表演之后呢 ，at 就是这个红发艾德 ，OK 就呢成为哦被大家视为呢非常 talented musician， 就是呢很有才华的音乐人。在这边我们看到另外一个单词 recipe 呢，其实它名词呢指的就是食谱的意思哦。比方说呢，我们很常看到人家讲说哦祖传秘方，我们可以讲说 grandma's secret recipe， OK 这个阿嬷的这个秘密食谱。
Mm-hmm. Next, it says ice cream was still an expensive treat for the rich, however.
Okay, it's pretty much like what we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. because they don't have a refrigerator, so the ice was quite expensive.
And hard to get.
Mm.
Next, it says several centuries later, modern refrigerators were developed.
finally.
yeah, finally. So we saw the word century here. Century is a noun and it means 100 years. So if you turn it into plural centuries, C-E-N-T-U-R-I-E-S, it means hundreds and hundreds of years or more. For example, I could say it took more than a century to complete the cathedral.
OK, century 这个名词呢指的就是一世纪哦，世纪，所以呢我们就是一百年。那像我们课文这边的用法 several centuries, OK, 它是复数的用法，所以呢它除了可以讲说好几个世纪之后呢，你也可以讲说好几百年以后，是一样的意思。
Mm-hmm. Next, we also saw the word develop. Develop here is a verb and it means to cause something to grow or become bigger and more advanced. And, it means that we make something better than it already is. So a lot of times, people who work in technology or who are working on our iPhones and iPods, iPads, they are developing a new phone to make it better than the previous one. Next, it says, this allowed ice cream to be made inlarge amount. So thankfully we have the refrigerator so more people or people can make more amounts of ice cream too.
嗯哼，所以呢我们这边看到他说这个因为这个冰箱的发明冰箱的发展之后呢，大家可以这个可以更大量的来制作冰淇淋。那这边 allow 呢， allow 是允许的意思，但在这边呢比较像是说给予他能力，给予人们能力来制作这个冰淇淋。所以你也可以用另外一个单字 enable， OK， 就是呢给予使他有这个能力。我们举个这个句子可以改写，我们比方说呢 The invention of refrigerators enabled people to make ice cream in large amounts.
That's right. Let's learn about what the word amount means. Amount is a noun and it means how much there is of something or the quantity of something. So, for example, I can say everyone baked a large amount of cookies to share or everyone baked a certain amount of cookies to share. So that means people, they baked a certain number. It could be a small number, it could be a large number, but they baked a certain amount of numbers for cookies for people to share.
Okay, amount 这个字呢中文我们就翻译为数量哦。比方说我们可以讲说呢 we need a small amount of sugar for this dish. OK, 制作这道菜呢我们需要一点点的这个糖。那呢我们可以看到它很长的用法，我们就是比方说怎么样的 amount of 后面什么东西就可以形容这个东西的数量多或少。比方说我们可以讲说 a small amount of sugar, 一点点的糖，你呢可以讲直接讲说呢 an amount of something, OK, 就表示呢 some 有一些。那假如说呢我们说很多很多，你可以讲 a large amount of something, OK, 就表示 a lot of 很多的意思。
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, since then, ice cream and other frozen desserts have remained a popular choice as soon as the weather heats up. Okay, we saw the phrase since then, and since then just means from that time on, so from the time where we had refrigerators or within that time. So we can more or less just say from that time on when refrigerators were invented, ice cream and all these other frozen desserts that we enjoy are really, really popular when summer comes or when the weather becomes hotter.
OK, 在这段课文呢我们看到这个 remain 这个动词哦。OK, remain 这个动词呢它就有保持什么样的状态或是仍是什么样的状态这样的意思。那呢它跟它类似的用法呢我们还可以看到 stay 跟 keep 这两个动词一样的都有保持怎么样。那它的用法呢非常特别哦，我们可以在后面呢不接受词，但是呢在后面呢加上了这个主词补语。举个例子哦，比方说我们可以在后面直接加上形容词 stay calm, OK, 冷静下来，后面直接加上形容词。或 者是呢，像我们这边的这个用法，我们可以讲说 ice cream and other frozen desserts have remained a popular choice. 后面呢，我们是加上名词，表示呢，它仍是一个这个很受欢迎的选择。
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we see as soon as the phrase means immediately. So immediately when the temperature comes up, once the weather starts to get hot, people automatically go eat ice cream. They go get the other frozen desserts that they like. And yeah, I know I do that all the time.
Okay, 所以呢，我们最后看到这个片语啊，他说 as soon as 就是呢一怎么样就怎么样。你呢可以用刚刚 Tiffany 讲到这个字 immediately， 或者是呢另外一个片语啊 the moment that。Okay， 就是呢一发生这件事情的时候呢就怎么样。我们呢在句子里面可以用这样子的用法。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we learned a little bit about the legends of where we got our icy desserts from or icy treats from. We're not too sure the real origins, but we learned a lot today. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, do you know any other stories about where foods came from? What are they?
Okay, I know a Chinese dish.
Okay.
It's called 过桥米线.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a kind of noodle with like a layer of oil on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the reason why is because the wife wants to bring the noodle to her husband and because she has to cross a very long bridge. Mm. So the noodle gets cold.
Right.
In order to get to keep the noodle hot, so she put a layer of oil on it.
Oh, okay.
And that's how
so
the dish、
sweet.
Came from.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cute. I learned from one of our fun facts before that、mm-hmm. popsicles was actually...invented by an 11-year-old、
ah.
because he made a fruit drink and he put a stick inside of his cup and he left it outside.、
Mm-hmm.
And because it was winter at that time, the drink froze outside. And then he realized that it tasted really good frozen. So、mm-hmm. this was how popsicles were invented.、
Ah, he's my hero.
I know. And I think potato chips as well.、it came from a restaurant in New York. A customer in New York、wanted to eat fried potatoes、
mm-hmm.
but then the customer kept saying the potatoes were too thick, so the chef got really angry. He decided to cut the potatoes really 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 thin、mm-hmm. and added a lot of salt, and then in the end the customer really liked it instead, and now all of us around the world love potato chips、
yeah.
Alright, so thank you for that one very picky customer for helping us invent potato chips. Alright, so do you guys know any other stories? If you do, share them with us, but that's all the time that we have for today, and we hope you guysenjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Icy treats from past to present. One of Florence's most famous women is credited with spreading the popularity of frozen desserts. Catherine de Medici married King Henry II of France and went to live in Paris.She's said to have introduced many Italian foods, including dolcetto gelato, to the French. In fact, French people often traveled to Italy before this, so the foods were already known. Another Italian who made a big splash was Procopio Cuto. He opened a cafe in Paris in 1686 and served ice cream. What's more,He made the first ice cream machine. His ice cream became known as gelato, and others copied his recipe. Soon, ice cream could be found all over Europe. Ice cream was still an expensive treat for the rich, however. Several centuries later, modern refrigerators were developed. This allowed ice cream to be made in large amounts. Since then,Ice cream and other frozen desserts have remained a popular choice as soon as the weather heats up.
Vocabulary Review. Spread. Luckily,
Doctors found Jeff had cancer before it spread throughout his whole body and could treat him in time. Introduce. Italian priests introduced Christianity to China about 400 years ago. Including. Seven students failed the test, including Max, who only scored 51. Century. The first movies were made in the late 19th century, and they quickly became very popular. Develop. The first computers were developed during World War II to learn enemy secrets. Amount. Donald Duck's uncle, Scrooge McDuck, has such a large amount of money that he can swim in it.